Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I talk about why you need to stop making excuses and take this time to make changes for your life. So let's jump right in. Everyone is experiencing the same thing. We're all in a pandemic with more or less the same restrictions. It's the new normal for who knows how long. We all planned on 2020 being the best year ever, and maybe things didn't go as planned, but that doesn't mean you should give up on yourself and your goals. Do not let this quarantine be the reason as to why you give up. You probably made goals for yourself for this year. I know I did. Even if you didn't make goals, I bet there's still things that you've always wanted to do or always wanted to learn or just start. Well, here's the thing. Now's your time. We're all stuck at home, basically all day. Whether you are at home with either no job or you're at home all day because when you're off of work, there's really not that much for you to be doing, then there's definitely time for you to be progressing towards whatever your goals are. Now's your chance to finally start something. Maybe you haven't spent the first part of 2020 productively or making smart choices, but don't let that be the reason why you can't end off the year right. I mean, listen, there's still 25 weeks left of the year. That's a good chunk of time for you to be doing a whole lot for yourself, for your life, for your family, whatever your plans are. That's more than enough time for you to finally be able to do something, get a start on something, or completely accomplish a goal for yourself that you didn't think you'd even be able to, because on a daily schedule, you wouldn't have been able to. But now with quarantine, maybe you finally have the chance to be able to do things that you just didn't even think you could, or you didn't think you had the time to. If you're in a job or career that you don't like, take this time to consider potentially swapping jobs or paths. And I know that's a really daunting thing, but there's no better time than now. I mean, if you're furloughed, if you're laid off, then really reconsider. Maybe now's the time for you to be learning new things or entering a new field. If you've been wanting to finally get into health and fitness, start those good habits now. I tell that to people all the time. Start working out a couple times per week. Start eating healthier. You can incorporate just a progressively more water or a new veggie every meal. Whatever the case may be to get you to feel healthier and be healthier, start doing that. Start learning how to cook more often, how to cook healthier meals in general. A lot of people also say that they wish they weren't so busy so that they can spend time with their loved ones. I know a lot of times this is an issue with families. If you wish you could spend more time with your kids, or your kids want to spend more time with their parents, and you just don't feel like you ever have the time to because your schedules all conflict each other. Well, in a weird way, your wish has been granted. So make the most out of it while you can, while you're all basically stuck together, forcefully stuck together. This is your time to finally be together and find some common grounds and spend some more time together. Maybe start with more dinners together or incorporating game nights. I've had nearly every dinner with my family, specifically my mom, since the quarantine started. And it was definitely not that way before. Before, I would have really late night classes, or I'd have to go to work until really late, and then she would have other things, and she'd usually end up eating first, and I would eat whenever I came home or whatever I was feeling hungry. But now it's kind of like a joint effort to, if we can make our schedules match, or can kind of make our at least dinner schedules match, then we will. And I really, really love that. I've also baked more and definitely started cooking kind of fancier things than I'm used to. I normally don't cook, at least very rarely. If I do, they're very easy things, or at least easy to the average person. But lately, I've been kind of trying to challenge myself wherever I can. Even in terms of baking, I started making like macarons and other things like that. For cooking, I started making, like, the last week, I made my mom this whole homemade, like, Italian dinner, I suppose. I made, like, a caprese and a homemade pasta and some type of, like, little chicken recipe that I just, like, basically came up with from scratch. And it was just so much fun for me to do, and her being able to enjoy it. And it's just something that, like, I don't usually just do that after I'm, like, tired from whatever I've been doing all day. But if I'm at home, then why not do something a little new? It can also be easy to just say that you're stuck at home, so you can basically just do what you want. You could just watch TV all day and snack. If you're doing that, fine. If you want to, fine. But if you're continuing to do that when you know you have dreams and goals for yourself, you better start making those happen. Don't think of this time as an excuse. There's no reason for this to be an excuse for whatever your goals are. I've said it over and over again, but if you want something, just do it. I always tell my friends, if you want it, do it Nike style, aka just do it. If you've been wanting to start your own business, side hustle, blog, whatever this may be, this is your time. And I'm not just saying to think about what you could be doing. I don't want you to plan out something or to think about, okay, when this is over, I could be doing this, maybe going in this direction. No, take this action right now. Do it, launch it, tweak it as you go, and you will figure it out. But for now, you have the time. Just put it out there, start whatever you want, put in the effort now, and then we can see where to go from there. And again, you're at home, and if you don't make a move, you're going to wind up doing very little for yourself. And 2020 really will have been wasted, just like you've probably been feeling. And at the very least, find a reason to say that 2020 was pretty trash overall, but you did work your butt off and made moves on your goals. They don't have to be anything major, like I said. Yes, you can start your own business during this time. You can start launching whatever you wanted to, but you can also just finally start running a few times a week or taking an hour for yourself every night to collect your thoughts, which you thought you never had time for before. All these little things are things that they could be small goals or big goals, but things that you just didn't really think you had the time for, had the opportunity for. But now that you're at home, make time for those things. You can do them. You just, I guess it's more about you made excuses for yourself before, so don't let quarantine be your new excuse now. Start it and continue it, even if whenever we get out of this quarantine. Don't wait around until this is all over for you to make your goals or dreams a reality. Take this time when you have the ability to do less outside of the house to make the goals a reality inside of your house. I can tell you right now, my desk has never been used more as like an office and school space than ever before. My dining room is basically my gym. Every part of my house kind of has turned into a secondary place for something else just because we're stuck at home. So make that into somewhere else where you can thrive on other goals. Stop making excuses. I'm a little repetitive on this, but it's so easy to make excuses. It's so easy to say, if only you had more time, if only you could do this, if only you had this type of resource or this other person nearby. But don't stop doing that. Your time can be now. I've been so much more productive the last few months than I have ever been. I've balanced out school, work, Bull Centennial, and family like no other time in my life. I did not think that I would be basically graduating college while in quarantine, but here I am, and I've made it work. I've somehow still been motivated enough to work hard on it. I've still had to go to work periodically, even throughout quarantine, whether that's I have some like contracting jobs, and so I still have to do that. And we've been open in and out of my other job, and I still do it. I've worked on Bull Centennial way more than I ever have. I've posted a lot more on my blog and my podcast than ever before, and I've stayed consistent on them despite everything else that I've been doing and despite the quarantine going on. And like I said, I have spent so much more time with my family and also other loved ones since the start of quarantine, whenever social distancing has been acceptable, than really ever before. And I have the time on my hands, so I've learned how to be productive through it all. I do have my rest days, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you have to push and push and push until you're basically just super tired of it. I treasure my me time. I am so big on taking time for yourself at the end of the day or having a rest day here and there. But I know not to take too many of those so that I don't see the days slip by without feeling like I'm losing control of my life. And I think that's the reason why a lot of people are kind of more down or not hopeful anymore about 2020. I know everything that's going on is really hard. I know having a pandemic around isn't fun. Being in quarantine doesn't keep you sane, really. But that doesn't mean that you should be letting every single day of the quarantine slip by without you even really doing much. You have the time, so make something happen. I really hope if you're listening to this podcast today that you do feel motivated to go out there and do what you've been meaning to do or dreaming of achieving. You truly deserve it. The pandemic and the quarantine doesn't have to be the only way you define 2020. 2020 can still be the year where you took charge and changed your life while the rest of the world was in a weird limbo state. Now, that's all I have for you today, and if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. If you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary / a little bit of a news, I suppose. I've had a pretty full week with school and doing some social distance hangouts with my friends, but it truly has been a good week. I also, this is the biggest, most exciting news I can think of, but I bought an air fryer, which is coming in the mail in the next 5 to 10 days. And let me just tell you, I cannot wait. I don't think I've been this excited in so, so long. I've been mentioning that I've wanted one to my friends and family for literally months, and I finally decided to splurge. Well, turns out I found a discount code and I had gift cards I never used for 3 years because I rarely shop at Bed Bath & Beyond. And I just don't really shop there, and I got it for my high school graduation as like a, hey, you're moving out, like, here's things to make your, I don't know, for you to buy things for your own self. But I just don't shop there. I didn't really need anything. So when I found the air fryer that I wanted was sold there, I basically ended up getting it entirely for free. I just had to use up my gift cards, which makes it so much better. Something that I've been wanting, I basically didn't spend money on it, at least that I knew that I really had. So with that, I'm very excited to see what I can make. I'm a fairly picky eater. Like, I'll basically try anything. It's not like I just say that I'm picky. Like, I just have a limited liking of different things, especially when it comes to vegetables. So even with some foods that I do like for example, green beans, I usually only like it if it's cooked like one certain way that my mom's made for me since I was little. And otherwise, I struggle to eat it. So I'm really excited to finally have like a new method of cooking, I suppose, and finding perhaps new foods I end up liking because I have been able to cook them in the air fryer. Once I truly start playing with it, you bet. I am making recipe posts on the blog, so be sure to follow me on there, link in the show notes. I am generally so excited to just be creating a whole bunch of different things. Most of them, obviously, my goal is to just continue eating healthier, and having the option of maybe incorporating new vegetables and new foods I wouldn't necessarily like just because I am using them in an air fryer. But I probably also will make occasional few cheat treats in there as well, but we'll see. But with that, that concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.